to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge from an American point of view. We've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
Aloha from the islands of Hawaii, the home of Kilauea Volcano, Spam Musubi, and Iao Valley on Maui. Hi there, it's Michael T. We started watching Our Zoo recently. It's a six-part miniseries from 2014. Our Zoo stars Lee Ingleby as George Mottershead. George is silently wandering through life after World War I. Today, we know that as PTSD. Back in the 1930s, when this show takes place, people called it being shell-shocked. Our Zoo is based on the true story of George Mottershead and the Chester Zoo. George's story is a lot worse than the TV show portrays. George was shot in the neck in the Battle of the Somme in 1916. George was wheelchair-bound for 3 years before he regained his ability to walk. George also suffered the loss of two brothers during World War I. You feel for the guy. He's trying to collect himself despite flashbacks and horrific memories. Nothing seems to bring him any solace or focus until he encounters animals at a circus. George Mottershead always had a dream to build a revolutionary kind of zoo in his neighborhood of Upton. A zoo without bars. I'm only 3 episodes in, and I could see that this zoo probably saved George's life. It gave him purpose. It gave him focus in the form of a business to run and animals to care for. This challenging yet warm story has so many lessons we can draw from. Leadership, vision, resilience, and empathy. Leaders don't just lead, they do. George leads by example. He has a dream and he puts it into action. He doesn't let obstacles get in his way, least of all his own personal demons. He buys the camel, he retrieves the bears, he buys the new house, he digs the trough. True leadership isn't about titles, it's about showing up, being firm, and doing the work. Life is better lived when you have a vision for yourself. Gotta trust me on this one. Having a vision simply answers the question, what do you want to be? When we're children, we add on, when I grow up. What do I want to be when I grow up? And if you do it right, you'll see far enough into the future to an image of yourself that looks unachievable. But it works. Not because of the grandiosity, but because your life, thoughts, and actions now all have a focal point. George was inspired by a visit to a zoo in Manchester when he was just a child. He was disturbed by the sight of animals in cages. That visit to the zoo was in 1903. They opened the doors to the Chester Zoo in 1931. That vision carried him through marriage, children, the war, his injuries, and personal losses. Vision sees through obstacles as if they weren't even there. It helps you keep your eye on the prize. If you're enjoying the British TV watch list and want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at British TV Watchlist. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shout-outs during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/British TV Watchlist. In this story of George Mottershead, we also see determination and resilience. Just because you have a vision for yourself doesn't mean there won't be obstacles. Life is a series of obstacles. You have to have the mindset that tackles those problems like an American football linebacker manhandling an opposing quarterback. George has resistance all around him. The external battles of unwilling neighbors and city planners. The internal having to deal with his mother, who will have nothing to do with the idea of animals. His daughter, who's being a typical teenager, rebelling against dad. His brother-in-law, who's a bit too wayward. He's got physical challenges, too. Ditches need to be dug. The house needs renovations. Netting needs to be installed. Structures need to be built. Then there's his PTSD. It's such a personal struggle that is unique to everyone who has it. I haven't experienced it, but I know people who have, and it can be debilitating. George's response is to put his head down and tackle his obstacles one by one. Some he slays and wins, some are lingering, like his mother who never seems to get it, even as she's feeding the animals she's protesting against. Even given his circumstances, George Mottershead isn't a woe-is-me kind of man. His vision keeps him focused. His determination drives him through each speed bump. Finally, in his heart, George Mottershead is a feeling, empathetic man. Some of it was, no doubt, born out of his time as a child. His love of and caring for animals is palpable. Housed, but not caged. That is saying a lot about George. He also knows that people make the world go round. He loves his family. He appreciates his wife. He's probably a lot like his father, and like it or not, he's got a lot of his mother's steadfastness. But he also needs to work with the people who oppose his idea of a zoo in their village. His main focus was always the good it would bring to the people of Upton. He had their interest in mind all along. I should recognize that in real life, George Mottershead's family members were all supportive of his zoo idea. The family tensions were inserted into the show for dramatic effect. Today, the zoo that George founded, Chester Zoo, is open and thriving. It's located in Cheshire, England. It's one of the UK's largest, housing 30,000 animals from 500 different species on 130 acres. Every year, the zoo welcomes 2 million visitors. We'll post a link to the zoo in the show notes. That's it for this episode. Please comment, review, like, and share. We love the feedback. Shout out to our new listeners in Ireland, Ashburn, Virginia, Chicago, Illinois, and cities around the world. Wherever you are, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Theme music provided by Alpha Music. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.